41.
To right now online at prisonplanet.tv.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. At the end of the last hour, we had a caller asking, why have all the military experts, all the analysts, even people that are pro-war, Oliver North, you name it, why are they saying don't escalate the number of troops in Iraq? But Bush is. It makes more targets. You put 20,000-plus troops there in asymmetrical warfare, it actually increases the insurgency. It actually angers the population to a greater level. It puts the troops in undefended sub-police stations all over those Iraqi cities, predominantly Baghdad. And sure enough, a month into this, the number of U.S. troops has ballooned to the highest number ever in a weekly average. Why did Bush do that? Well, it's simple. You've got the American people with a basic landslide for the Democrats, who, of course, are even more pro-war in many cases than Bush, but with a mandate saying, get us out of Iraq. Almost 80% of Americans want us out. And what does Bush do? He increases the troops. So now the debate is about the 21,000, which they now admit is 40-plus thousand increase, instead about drawing down the troops and decreasing the number. So it's a trick. Now they debate the increase instead of debating a decrease. It's about escalation. The Pentagon plan from 2002, as reported by Reuters, the Israeli plan that it was written off of from 1983, the official Israeli battle plan, was to have U.S. troops go into Iraq, break it into three parts, play the three ethnic groups/religious groups, Shiite, Sunni, Kurd, off against each other, build permanent bases, which they've been doing. They're building over 30 giant bases. Some of them hold 6,000 people. They're building one in Baghdad that holds over 6,000 when it's done. First it was 3,000, now they're saying 6,000. This permanent, quote, embassy. Official Pentagon plans say they'll be there in 30 years, but they lied and said the troops will be back by Christmas. It was another lie. Even if you're for this war, are you for always being lied to? So the troops have cynically, for political uses, been increased, knowing it'll kill more of them, knowing it'll actually make things degenerate, which is an excuse to stay there. The longer the troops stay there, the more money the defense contractors make, over $100 billion a year, and the more they can stir things up to widen the war. Now, I'm no fan of Iran, and in major polls, almost 70% of Iranians don't like the mullahs and don't like Ahmadinejad. And he's in great danger of being overthrown. And there have been major reports, I'm sure you've seen them, it's been all over the news the last month that have come out, where all the analysts in the U.S. and the U.K., all of them, the CIA included, with their threat assessments are saying, if Ahmadinejad is attacked, that's the Iranian president, folks, who himself is a puppet, the Supreme Ayatollah really runs things there, if they're attacked, it will actually strengthen the hardliners. That's why the hardliners are saying, please attack us, please bomb us, doing everything they can to get attacked, because it will actually strengthen their regime. And I don't want to hear they're going to have nukes. The CIA's assessment last year said that they wouldn't have a basic A-bomb, an atomic bomb, much less a hydrogen bomb, for 10 years. So we've got 9 more years. But let's take the Israeli estimate of 4.5 to 5 years. All right, or the State Department assessment of 7 years. Meanwhile, Pakistan has a slew, a whole stable of A-bombs and hydrogen bombs. We know North Korea's got some primitive weapons. China openly threatens to nuke us. Oh, you didn't know about that? Just type into Google. Last year, their head general, their supreme military commander, called a press conference one morning. Over 100 Western media, Wall Street Journal, BBC, ABC News, most of them didn't even run with it, but it was in hundreds of papers, especially in Asia. They said, here's a big map, and we've got 214 U.S. cities targeted. We will kill more than half your population. We have Long March intercontinental ballistic missiles with hundreds of warheads. Over 50 of the missiles, each warhead 12 to 24, each missile with over 12 to 24 warheads in its MIRV package. When it comes back into the atmosphere, the nose cone pops off on the second or third stage, depending on the missile they're using, and 12 to 24 weapons. A lot of times it's half real warheads, half dummies to fool the SDI, directed energy weapons, and missile systems, anti-missile systems. So we have a country with a billion 300 million population, a bigger economy than the U.S. has now surpassed us. It holds $1 trillion in U.S. debt and U.S. T-bills, openly threatening to nuke the United States. Not a threat. But then we have Ahmadinejad, who has nothing. And they're talking about using bunker-busting mini-nukes, tactical nukes on them, and talking about our troops invading the western area of Iraq. Look. The neocons, the globalists, the Democratic Party, the corporations that own this nation want war. They want World War III. They finance the previous wars to consolidate, to have huge calamities, to get us into a war with Iran so we start losing, even worse than we're losing now, so there will be a massive escalation. That's why they've got draft bills reintroduced. That's why they've got all this set up. And it's horrible. And that's my bottom line on that. Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. I want to hurry through them now, and then I want to get into the new information on Iran. Meet the new propaganda, same as the old propaganda, about how they're supposedly, they've tracked the C4 chemical derivative, and they say it matches with some of the C4 being produced in Iran. And so there you go. We got to attack them. Right when the fleets of carriers are ready to attack. I mean, this is ridiculous. We'll break it down later. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's go ahead and talk to TJ in Wisconsin. And thank you for calling, sir. You are on the air.
How you doing, Alex? I called in to wish you a happy birthday. I know it's your 33rd.
Well, thank you.
I was on the line. I was listening to you. It reminded me when you brought up the police state. Now, I know you've been to New York, and I just moved out to Wisconsin from New York. Ever since 9/11, New York City has military in the city doing the job of New York City police officers.
Hey, listen, I had regular army on video. It's on YouTube. We put it up for free at the 9/11 remembrance in September. We're at by Madison Square Garden. We're just videotaping crowds, and troops run up screaming, saying, "Turn your cameras off." And I said, "No, it's America. Go ahead and do whatever you're going to do." And I had cameras on a balcony of a restaurant. My guys were at shooting me down the street. And I am screaming and cussing U.S. military troops. That's not a free society, folks. In banana boat republics, in third world dictatorships, in armpits, you have troops running around acting like this. We should be so ashamed. And now 20% of the Army ground force in Iraq are illegal aliens hired by our government. Now they've announced that by 2010, they want to have half the ground force be foreigners. They've expanded the huge recruiting offices all over the third world. And we will have a government with foreign troops oppressing the American people. And the New York Daily News reported, last week, that from 2002, they had 99,000 stops and frisks, and now it was 500-plus thousand in 2006, and I've been there. I mean, they just randomly stop and search everybody. It has nothing to do with fighting terror. It's about you knowing you're a slave. There have been reports where a pregnant woman sits down on the sidewalk because she's going into labor. They arrest her, saying you're not allowed to sit on the edge. You sit too long on a bench, they arrest you. It's called maximum enforcement. They're banning trans fats. They're trying to ban smoking in your own house. Just all of this nanny state literally hanging over you, letting you know government's boss, government's God. Meanwhile, all these other crimes are being committed everywhere. I appreciate your call, sir. Good to hear from you. Thanks for the good wish there for the birthday. Kevin, Tony, Scott, and others, you're straight ahead on the other side. Then I'll get in to the latest developments on Target Iran. Will it kick off World War III? We're living in very perilous times. Most people are asleep right now. Hey, the Democrats won. We're safe. Everything's fine. That pack of criminals works for the very same global corporations that are not free market. They're trying to set up a world dictatorship. We're in worse trouble. We'll be right back.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anderson from Midas. February 9th, 2007, gold is at $660.70. The ounce gold coins are at $682.07, $343.59 for half, $171.79 for quarter ounce. That's $682.07, $343.59, and $171.79. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
By the way, if you disagree with anything I've said here today, if you disagree, you go to the head of the line. Unlike a lot of syndicated shows or even local shows around the country where they censor out people that disagree, I want it. I want to expose the ideas of people out there that are wrong. Or who knows, you might be right. I don't claim to have all the answers. 877-590-5525. That's 877-590-5525 or 836-0590. We really are on the edge of going into World War III. And I want to break that down in some detail. Don't have much time left in the two segments after this one, and some of the new developments, and we will do that. But right now, let's go back to your calls. The local number is 836-059. Let's see who's been holding the longest here. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Arlington. And, Tony, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, happy birthday.
Thank you. Everybody keeps – so I shouldn't have let folks know it was my birthday, but thank you.
That's fine. Real quick, I know you're in a hurry, Alex. I want to talk about Dennis Kucinich. January 27th at a peace rally, he evidently made a comment about looking into the truth of 9/11, and I guess since then he's backtracked, and I wanted to ask your opinion on that and the reason for the backpedaling. Also, do you see anything in regards to another C-SPAN event, like the Scholars for 9/11 Truth, when you basically hosted that? That was great. And wanted to get your opinion on if you think you'd be able to put that together. And the last thing, do you ever foresee basically terror storm or martial law on the big screen, like a nationwide mainstream film? Because I think that would really get the message out there and pretty much put it in the globalist face, you know, how they like to put their little symbols in our face. Well, that might be a good way to, you know, start, you know, trading, you know, slapping leather with them. And I just wanted your opinion on that.
I hear you. Good questions. Let me answer the second question first. Terror Storm has been in quite a few theaters around the country. And Martial Law aired in a lot of theaters as well. My new film that I'm working on will be ready at the end of the summer. We do intend to have open up in maybe 10, 15 cities around the country. But I'll be honest with you, quite frankly, just so folks get to come to the premieres and for the media reviews and attention that that will cause to the DVD release. And Terror Storm, my latest film, went to number 8 a few months ago, and it's been in the top couple hundred ever since, and spent weeks and weeks in the top 20 at Amazon.com, The History of Government-Sponsored Terror, Terror Storm, which is very well documented. But I am working behind the scenes a little bit, I guess, in an advisory consulting. I'm consulting a little bit on the script and things, but I'm not really at liberty to talk about that. I'm really honored that I've even been invited to be involved by the Loose Change crew and some other people that are involved with it out in Hollywood, one of the biggest mid-level studios. I mean, it's a Class A studio, but it's one of the new ones that's emerged in the last 5 or 6 years. I'll just leave it at that. Let's just say a big dot-com billionaire started it. I'm going to leave it at that, okay? I'm really not going to talk about it. There's a good chance the next 4 or 5 months, maybe even sooner, you're going to see Loose Change in opening in maybe 1,000 screens. That's a major Class A opening, and a bunch of my footage is in it, and I'm just so honored. I know the Loose Change crew religiously listens in upstate New York, and I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't want to get off into big screen movie talk all day. Of course, I'm in the film Scanner Darkly with Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder and Woody Harrelson and others, and I'm also in Waking Life, but that's a separate deal. Richard Linklater, great director, Austinite, good friend of mine, but I don't really ever try to get in these movies or do these things. It just falls in my lap, so hey, I take it and I do it, and I've been lucky, blessed enough to be in two films, two major, one put out by Fox Searchlight, the other by Warner Brothers, Warner Independent, to be in two major motion pictures. So, but to be involved in a blockbuster documentary national release, I mean, a real national release, it'll be the first thing of its kind ever. And, I should just be doing that full time, frankly. But I just am addicted to doing my talk show 6 days a week. I'm a workaholic, folks. I make documentary films. I've written a book. I've made 15 documentaries. I do talk radio. And, of course, do a lot of other things, run a bunch of big news websites. Because I want to defend this republic, and I want to shift out of the left-right paradigm into the liberty versus tyranny paradigm, the real paradigm that actually counts. And then what was his other question? I have to keep asking the guys in there today because I'm a bit dingy for some reason. He had C-SPAN. C-SPAN aired our two-hour 9/11 neocon agenda symposium an unprecedented 4 times, and it got a huge viewership because by the third and fourth showings, 4 days in a row, it just built and built and built, and C-SPAN has said on their website it was the most viewed, most ordered program they've ever had. Okay, so we broke the mold there, and there have been a few of the little 9/11 events that have aired on C-SPAN. They just haven't gotten the attention, or they haven't been aired 4 times. There is the equivalent of their Frontline or Nightline. It's the main BBC channel in the UK, aired in several hundred countries, including some cable systems and satellite systems here in the U.S. It is a, 2-hour special that's going to be airing consecutively the next 2 Sundays on BBC in the UK. And the intro, to the ad they're running for it, I forget the name of it. I remember the BBC 6 months ago or 4 or 5 months ago when we first started this show? It was when we were just developing it for syndication, was in studio here. They followed me around for like a week, and it's a big, big program, and you might be able to watch that coming up next week. It's Sunday night in the UK, and then it'll air in the next week here in the US. But I don't want to spend all day talking about myself, but it is important that's coming out, so I hope that answers your question. Okay, now let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Boston, Mass. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. There's a photo that's not a new photo, but it's not been seen by most Americans, and I think it's I was hoping to get your reaction, because I believe this photo is devastating in way of giving an argument to link all the way back to Castro, the Bay of Pigs, the JFK assassination, the Vietnam, the Laos drug running, Watergate, Iran-Contra, Mina Clinton's Arkansas drug running, right up through 9/11 and Gary Webb's murder, and this election with Bush and Clinton's names.
Well, the Bushes and the Clintons have worked together since Clinton was a Rhodes Scholar. He's a CIA operative. The 92 election was completely staged, and I've interviewed scores of top DEA and CIA officers who were at MENA and saw Bill Clinton there. And it goes on and on. They've named names. It's on record. It's even been on Discovery Channel and History Channel, and it's just off the charts. It's totally staged. But, I mean, look at Rupert Murdoch. Being behind the Hillary campaign, he's been behind her secretly for at least 5 years, Roger Ailes. This is a government operation. Look at how we have Bush Sr. calling Bill Clinton his surrogate son. They vacation together just like they vacation with the Bin Ladens. That's FBI agent Robert Wright and Judicial Watch on record. We've been threatened with arrest. We tell you what we know. At the National Press Club, they said, on C-SPAN, here's a letter, we'll be arrested, we tell you what we know. All we can tell you is the Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens. Again, folks, it's so bad. Things are so out of control. We have a global mafia running things. I mean, do you think the biggest... Here's Putin saying, Putin says U.S. wants to dominate world. You got it wrong, Putin. The global corporations that control America want to use us to dominate the world for them. While they're busy funding terror groups to create the pretext to have this global domination and invasion. All right, my websites again are JonesReport.com, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll continue with calls and get into the kickoff of World War III that could be coming up on the other side.
Yo, top of the crown, raise the queen, a fatal mistake in your cradle, can't shake the dream, the fire is...
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
All right, let me cover some news I promised to get to. Then we'll go to Scott and John and Mark and many others that are patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us, 877-590-5525. That's 877-590-KLBJ after our alma mater, I guess, where we broadcast out of here. News Radio 590 KLBJ. Local number here in Central Texas, 836-0590. I could spend a whole show on this, but we don't really have any real manufacturing. It's a shadow of what it was 50 years ago, 30 years ago, even 10 years ago. Well, they told us that we'd be a service economy, but even that is constricting. But the mainstream media is always telling us how great the economy is, and they use all these phony numbers about unemployment when they don't even count those that have been off the rolls for 6 months or longer. They only put winners in the S&P and the NASDAQ and the Dow Jones Industrial 30. The dollar has been devalued by close to 50%. It moves between 47 and 50% in the last few months against the euro, even worse shape against British sterling, the strongest currency in the world, and it should be. That's where the globalist crime syndicate, those that rule us, are based. But you have to understand, the same people getting rid of our borders, the same people setting up the North American Union, the same elites that are dismantling our Bill of Rights and Constitution, are the folks that have set up a financial system that has the corporate system, the private systems, the city, county, state, and federal at the highest debt ratios ever. Meanwhile, every other major institution, governmental institution, including universities, keeps a double set of books, which is primarily in stocks and bonds investments. And it's called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. You want to go down the rabbit hole deep, look into that. But this is the Associated Press. 2006 personal savings dropped to 74-year low. People once again spent everything they made and then some last year, pushing the personal savings rate to the lowest level since the Great Depression more than seven decades ago. In fact, it beat that number from late 1933 at the worst point during the Great Depression. And where does this, quote, debt come from? The private, run-for-profit Federal Reserve tells the currency issuance center, the Treasury, how much it can put out. There's only 1.5% actual paper currency towards the real ratio of ones and zeros in the bank balance sheets. Then when you invest $1 that was made out of nothing into a bank, they get to loan out on average with fractional reserve banking 10 times that amount. So that's why when you're broke and poor, they send you a credit card every week in the mail, but once you're out of debt, you don't get credit cards sent to you maybe once or twice a year. And that, I mean, I've had credit cards before that I didn't use or that I paid off immediately, and they said, we're canceling you. And I called and said, why? And they said, you're not the type of customer we want. They want young people to get into debt do this because it was created out of nothing. You understand? Less than 15 private families own the private stock of the Federal Reserve, and they control the issuance of credit. So they issue credit out of nothing and then get real assets out of it. So they want you to be in debt. The system has been set up. The economic system is a fraud from what it was previous to 1913. So literally nothing is a bigger scam than what you're told by the mainstream media on how our economic system works. It is a total scam. And they want to go ahead and kick off World War III, just like the globalists that clearly involved in 9/11, orchestrated 9/11, right as the stock market was correcting in late 2001. They've openly said they've wanted to invade Iran for over two decades. I guess now it would be 28 years since the Ayatollahs came to power in 1979, and they want to widen it and escalate it and have a draft, and again, put more and more of our economy through the military-industrial complex system, and because that's a controlled economy, and if you look at who owns the big defense contractors, it's again, predominantly Federal Reserve stockholding families. And these are the classic names you know. Rockefeller. We're talking about Rothschild. We're talking about the Queen of England, who owns British Petroleum predominantly. She owns a majority stock. Or the Queen of the Netherlands, Queen Beatrix. They go to globalist meetings. We've gotten their minutes out of the meetings. I've gone and covered it at Bilderberg Group. And they literally set the world's policies because they control the issuance of money. They're not out trying to, quote, make money in business. They literally make the money. They literally issue the money. And we were led to war with lies of yellow cake. We were led to war with lies of WMDs, and Don Rumsfeld knew and Dick Cheney knew right where they were at. Then they said they were wrong. They screwed up. No, we have the White House memo. Type White House memo into your search engine. We have the actual minutes of that meeting leaked by British intelligence. The White House has said it's accurate and wants to arrest whoever released it. And it's George Bush and Tony Blair, the Prime Minister of England, meeting a few months before the war saying we've got to stage a WMD fine. We've got to get U.S. planes shot down. We've got to have have defectors claim they saw WMDs. Lying. Premeditated lying. Even if you think being red, white, and blue means you go attack third world countries, and that's why you're a man, because you're into war, and you got to support the government, even if it's butchering the Bill of Rights and the borders. You know, a lot of you really got your heads, well, 20-something percent of you got your head screwed on crooked. And you think 78% of us who are against the war, you think we're a bunch of ninnying weaklings because we're not for your bloodthirsty conquest. This is an unjust, undeclared fraud. They've lied to us in every respect. It's about to be 4 years in March, just a couple months away, that we've been in Iraq. And it's going to go on and on and on. And they always intended to stay there for all intents and purposes forever, just like any other country that's been invaded. And they keep lying to us and planting fake news and all of this garbage. And now, senior U.S. defense officials say they have evidence, but unnamed, and they won't give the evidence, of some of the deadliest weapons being used against U.S. forces in Iraq to the highest levels of the Iranian government. Oh, now it's the highest levels. But congressional Democrats are warning the administration to go slow in making its case. And that, don't worry, they're a bunch of hawks themselves, and they're owned by the very same lobby, so don't worry. You're going to get your World War III, and you're going to get to, I guess, have your rite of passage with our foreign troop army. I guess that our military is becoming foreign nationals from Mexico and the Philippines and the Ukraine. I guess I'll have to go out at 4th of July parades and just salute them. And I guess if they come to take my guns like they did in New Orleans, I'll have to say, oh, thank you, foreign troops. Oh, my gosh, you're so patriotic. I'm a bad American. Only foreigners are good. Oh, I love you. I mean, just think of how Orwellian, off the charts, crazy this is. They're announcing a North American Union. Our military is being converted to foreign troops. They're butchering the Bill of Rights. Here's Reuters. U.S.-led forces show evidence of Iranian arms in Iran. Then you read, there's no evidence. U.S.-led forces in Iraq presented on Sunday what officials said was a growing body of evidence of Iranian weapons being used to kill their soldiers. And there's no doubt that Iran is funding some of the insurgents in the fight against the other branch of Islam. They've always been killing each other. There's no doubt that Iran's not helping Hezbollah against Israel. Sure, there's no doubt of that. And Cy Hirsch reported 2 years ago, and it's now been admitted, that thousands of special forces troops of the U.S. have been in and out of Iran, carrying out operations, military operations. They have bombings and shootings. I mean, there's already a war going on over there right now. I mean, what do you expect, folks? They're just stirring up a hornet's nest on purpose. But you can't believe anything you're hearing from these people. Here's editor and publisher, New York Times, reporter who got Iraq WMDs wrong, now highlights Iran claims. Saturday's New York Times featured an article posted at the top of its website Friday that suggests very strongly that Iran is supplying the deadliest weapon. See, the New York Times being in the loop, they're not liberal or conservative, folks. It's a government operation, just like Hearst Publishing and Yellow Journalism. Go look it up in your encyclopedia. You probably got them in the attic or in the garage. Go pull them out. Look up Yellow Journalism online. And New York Times is synonymous with it, right along with Hearst Publishing. That suggests very strongly, see, they're saying it Friday, then the military comes out Sunday. The deadliest weapon aimed at American troops in Iraq. And what is it? It's IEDs. And they claim that the explosives in there are linked back to the plastic explosive production in Iran. And so now, see, the aircraft carriers are all lined up ready to attack. And here's the evidence. Just like all the other evidence we've been shown time and time again, that turns out to be a fraud. I have no doubt this is manufactured evidence. But I also have no doubt that Iran isn't funding, quote, some of the insurgency. We'll be right back for the final segment, take some final calls, and get into the future of the web. They're trying to shut that down, too. Stay with us.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
People. Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Brushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, final segment. I'm here Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., syndicated out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ to the great folks running the show, Trey and Paul, to all the listeners, to the sponsors, to the affiliates out there. I salute you. I thank you. And to all the kooks that are still buying the government line, we are the majority on every issue. 84% believe we're being lied to about 9/11. 91% in Gallup polls when our border is controlled. 78% when our troops out of Iraq. On every issue, Congress has a 14% approval rating. Cheney has a 12%. Hillary has about an 18%. We know who the enemies of America are. And the same ones that want to get us into World War III for the profit and the power, just like Hitler wanted to attack countries, are the same people getting rid of our sovereignty and the same ones destroying our currency, and they will be defeated. Let's blast through. I only got time to take five calls. We'll talk to Rome, Scott, John, Mark, and Rodney. We'll go to Rodney here next after I talk to Scott and John and Mark. They've been holding the longest. Real fast, let's go ahead and talk to John. Welcome, sir. You're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA, and I enjoy your show.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I just wanted to speak to you briefly, and I don't how corporations have used the 9/11 pretext to clamp down on their employees and potential employees. Just very briefly, I don't know if you certainly haven't applied for a job lately, but I'm sure many of your listeners have. Even to get a mid-level job, it's like trying to get into the CIA.
Well, let me explain, sir. That's the Patriot Act, H.R. 3162, passed October 27th, 2001. They have used it in tens of thousands of non-terror-related cases. They couldn't get Know Your Customer to make you do all these background checks to get a bank account. They couldn't make you do all this to get jobs. They changed the federal law. Only if you're an illegal alien do you not have to show ID and do all this. They, the corporations, have made a decision. The Justice Department doesn't prosecute. They're first-class citizens. We're second- and third-class citizens. Did you see the AP a few months ago where they reported that 800 major lending institutions don't make illegal aliens show ID to get bank accounts or housing loans?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, I worked for Bank of America. And
tell us all about it. Go ahead. You've got the floor. Tell us.
Yeah, well, Bank of America, they had a program whereas illegal aliens could send back money to Mexico. I forgot what the program was called, but it was encouraged. And as a matter of fact, as managers were advised to go into Hispanic communities to promote this program.
Yeah, you got to show three forms of ID, but they don't. Again, nothing to do with security. The border's wide open. 2,000 less Border Patrol today than there were in 2001.
Exactly.
So, I mean, explain to people what you have to go through now. But again, this is the Patriot Act.
Sure, I'll be more than happy to. I applied to an insurance company for a mid-level position. It's not a high-level position, and I was sent through an employment background screening company. I don't know if I can give you the name of it, but I received a packet back that is about an inch thick, and they ran background, like criminal background, driver's license background, credit background, And again, I'm not near nuclear weapons or carrying a gun. It just is.
No, I understand. No. Listen, I appreciate you're on board with us, and I'm sorry you're going through all this. It's just off the charts what's happening. It's the surveillance society, sir. Again, no Fourth Amendment, no due process. The government's doing it. The corporations are doing it. Under the new national ID card that becomes law next year, the Real ID Act, already passed in 2005, becomes law 3 years later, if you have bad credit, you get a yellow rating on your national ID, and then they claim you have no due process, no Bill of Rights. It's total criminality. Rodney in Texas, welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex, God has blessed you with another beautiful birthday.
I am blessed. Thank you.
Let me say, I did a little research while you were talking about this Iranian connection that the White House is putting out, and I went to the Washington Times, today's edition, and in there, Stephen Hadley, the guy that was appointed over the NSA, he's saying that it's overstated, it's all fabricated. Bush's own.
It's the same people that gave you aluminum tubes. Listen, $1.6 billion from 2004 to 2005 alone, paying for fake news. They admit CENTCOM has thousands of military people blogging domestically, posing as regular citizens. I mean, this is propaganda world. I mean, no one should be. This is not the Soviet Union.
Well, I just wanted to call in and put that out there so people can go and check that everything that you're saying is true, because when I read that, I said, I don't even see how the Bush administration can sit.
They don't say, they don't give the proof that it's Iranian plastic explosives being used in the IEDs. They don't say where they got it. And the people putting this out are the same reporters who were on the government operations before.
Now, another story that caught my attention, in USA Today's Friday's edition, they were talking about this new surge in the Ku Klux Klan rallies as a result of the illegals coming.
And they're trying to say, if you're, yeah, so 91% of Americans, including almost 70% of Hispanics, now are Klan members if you're against getting rid of our borders.
Yeah, and it's so ridiculous.
It's not going to work, Rodney.
They never say anything about La Raza and La Mecha and all of these other.
And did you see what was right next to it on the cover of USA Today Friday? If you got past all the Anna Nicole train wreck?
What did it say?
Autism went from 1 in 20,000 24 years ago to 1 in 168, and now it's below 1 in 150 from the mercury in the vaccines.
Oh, yes, I did see that story, but I really once
actually had it here in the stack, just don't have time to get to it. That's why I talk so fast. How am I supposed to cover all this?
Well, anyway, I just want to say God bless you on your 33rd birthday, and I hope that you have many more.
Rodney, God bless you, and you have live long and prosperous, Spock says, too. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Rome. And I didn't see this on the screen. I disagree with you about almost everything. Boy, I would have gone. I just didn't notice that you said that. I would have gone to you earlier, but you haven't been holding that long. Go ahead, Rome. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, buddy. I was going to say, when we declare amnesty for like 12 million illegal aliens, where are these jobs going to come from? Will wages drop to the, you know, I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Well, let me just stop you. You say you disagree, but now you're saying you agree with me. I'm against the open borders and the illegal immigration, and we have way too much legal immigration. We've really got 30 million. That's a bad number. That's like a seven-year-old number. It's not 12 to 14 million. Lou Dobbs will tell you it's over 30 million illegal aliens. Under the quote, guest worker program, that's not an amnesty, unlimited skilled and unskilled visas, anyone who's here is legal for 6 years. If you can get here, you're legal, and you can bring up to 65 family members in. Now, that's in the legislation. So we agree here, brother. It's the death of this country. Now, what do you disagree with?
Well, I was going to say, I don't. I was just going to say, if I have a lot of babies from different women, can I get a lot of food stamps?
It's all selectively enforced, sir. And if you're South African or German, you basically can't get into this country. But if you are from Africa or Latin America or China, it's an open door. But what do you disagree with? I want to hear it.
Well, I guess the only thing I disagree with is the fact that you're not on Larry King's show.
It says I disagree with you about almost everything. Okay, good way to get to the front of the line, sir. Here we are. Just, you know, we don't screen your calls. We just ask where you're calling from. You know, and by screening, a lot of times they say, no, you can't get on. No, if you can string a sentence together, you get on this show. Let's talk to Scott in Lansing, Michigan, last caller. Go ahead.
Alex, and happy 33rd. It's been a long time. There's so many things that you've mentioned lately that I wanted to talk about, but on this autism thing, we were just talking on the radio, and I am, and we've been talking about these kind of things for a really long time, about Rick Perry and his incredible arrogance.
Live cancer virus that he claims there's a law you got to take. Then people looked, as I said, no law. It's a health department recommendation.
And his spokesperson said that it was an executive order and there's nothing you can do about it now. Well, are they going to impeach this guy?
And his former chief of staff is a Merck employee.
Right. Well, anyway, on the other subject, a long time ago, I watched a video of a talk that was given by, remember that other guy, the black guy that ran for president that no one remembers, Alan Keyes?
Yes.
He made a lot of sense, and he was talking about the impeachment and the debauchery of Bill Clinton at a place called William Patterson University. And I looked that up, and it seems that this university was named after the first chancellor of the exchequer in England.
Oh, yeah, he's a globalist agent. Bro, we're out of time. Call me back on the syndicated show during the week or back next Sunday. The last minute I got left, let me tell you this. There is no law you have to take any vaccines, babies, anybody. Okay, there is no law. It is a recommendation to the state health departments, and the schools tell you it's a law because they get thousands of dollars. Thousands of their federal and state funding is attached to that. So it's a giant fraud. And they totally take poor people's kids because they can't defend themselves, don't know their rights. Well, I know a well-to-do, wealthy family here in town. They have well-to-do, wealthy friends. They went and had a baby at Seton at one of their spinoff clinics. This is Friday. And they said, no, you're not giving the newborn baby any shots. They said, CPS will take your children then. And then we had to get on the phone. They had to explain the media was coming down there. And they said, oh, we were wrong. There's no law. We won't take your kid. Folks, they take kids every day. It's got to be every week in Austin, but every few minutes in this country. I mean, I've been to the hospital when they're taking people's kids for non-existent laws. It's totally criminal. See you back here next week. Infowars.com. Google Terror Storm.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.